Well, lots going on out there, and let's get right to it. Certainly, one of the things going on there is interest rates have been on the rise. I'm sure you have seen now that the yield on the 10-year Treasury has reached its highest level in some time, getting up above 2.6%. Lots of reasons for that. Certainly, the rate was held down artificially to some extent by the quantitative easing programs that were conducted by the Federal Reserve, wherein they went into the open market, purchased trillions of dollars of Treasury issues of various maturities, and that, without question, had an impact by creating demand for those securities that was increased demand on the margin, demand that otherwise would not be there and currently is not there. And as a result, we saw rates held down for some time because of that artificiality. But that's over. We have now transitioned to the opposite of quantitative easing, to the opposite, quantitative tightening, which involves the Treasury trying to in the process of gradually, at this point, disengaging from this multi-trillion dollar balance sheet that they put together, mainly by acquiring all of these Treasury issues. And now they've turned the corner and they are redeeming issues coming due at an ongoing, gradually increasing pace. That pace is scheduled to increase to an annual rate of $600 billion by the fourth quarter of this year. Now, to put that number in context, the current annual U.S. Treasury deficit is running at an annual rate of about $600 billion. That number may go a little higher with some of the recent tax changes, but that's the run rate, in the neighborhood of $600 billion. Well, we know that's happening, right? In fact, last year we added about $600 billion-plus to the national debt, which nobody cares about this anymore. It used to be a hot topic in Washington. Nobody even talks about it anymore. But we're adding the roughly $600 billion in annual deficit to the national debt. Well, on top of that, we're going to be redeeming, by the fourth quarter of this year, another $600 billion in annualized redemptions of Treasury holdings on the Federal Reserve balance sheet. That means that these Treasury securities are back into the open market and must be purchased by somebody else, and that somebody else has to decide what interest rate they're willing to accept in order to make that purchase. So we're already on this path toward gradually increasing interest rates, not only in the short term, where the Federal Reserve has already raised rates five times and will raise at least, I believe, three more times in 2018. But in addition to that, we've now started to see the 10-year move. You know, the 10-year was down around 1.4% at its low back a ways, and now it's back up over 2.6%, and that is quite a swing that we've already seen in the Treasury. Mortgage rates have also moved. Mortgage rates had reached a low around 3.4% a while back. Well, they're up now to 4.04%. I speak here of the average rate on a 30-year mortgage, 4.04%. I am amazed when I look at the financial media. Sometimes I'm amazed at the nonsense that they perpetrate. I have no idea why they do this or whether they even know they're doing it. But some of you this week might have seen the headline that mortgage rates spiked this week. Mortgage rates spiked. Some of you might have seen that item. It's total nonsense. It's not even true. I'll give you the facts. Mortgage rates this week, that's the average rate on a 30-year loan, went from 3.99 to 4.04. That's 5 basis points. That's 1/20th of 1%. 1/20th of 1% equals 5 basis points, equals the increase in average mortgage rates for 30-year loans this week. Okay, so, all right, they went up 5 basis points. I get it. That's about as far away from a spike as you could get. There's no spike in sight for a 5 basis point move in a long-term mortgage. And that's why I've said these people in the financial media, these nattering nabobs of negativism, they just do it all the time. They try to paint things in a negative way. They whine, they complain, and they don't even know what they're talking about. They have no idea what they're talking about. And it's a shame because all of us have to digest this nonsense that they perpetrate. Can you imagine characterizing a 5 basis point move in mortgage rates as a spike when even now long-term mortgage rates are close to their historic lows? Their historic lows were established a while back at 3.4. All right now they're 4.04. They're about 5/8 of a point off their historic lows. I mean, give me a break. Stuff is ridiculous that they come out with. But I did notice that week, and it did this week. And it was annoying because, you know, it's misrepresentation of the facts. I mean, I don't know what it is with the financial media, but I mean, I can clue them in if they want to listen. The economy is doing fine. The economy is doing fine. Jobs growth is excellent. I saw some of this negativism around the 148,000 new jobs report in December. Totally unjustified. Jobs growth is excellent. The economy is doing fine. People are going to work. Year-over-year increase in average hourly earnings is 2.5%. That's actually a little above the consumer price index, which is 2.1. So I don't think there's anything we can do about it because they seem to be locked into this negative mindset in the financial media. But when you're writing a headline calling a 5 basis point 30-year mortgage move a spike, you have lost it, my friend. You have completely lost it.